利路亚、各位弟兄姐妹大家平安。
Hallelujah, may peace be with all of you.
感谢主耶稣，我们能够、在这个安息圣日一同聚集来学习查考道理。
Well, thank God we could come here to observe His truth.
同时也是有一段时间、没有机会、跟我们的弟兄姐妹一起在这里聚会了。
It's been some time since I've been away for some time.
我们今天早上要用、法利赛人的借镜、来做我们彼此学习的题目。
Today we use the topic reflecting on the Pharisees as our mutual、as our topic.
作为一个基督徒，法利赛人这个字或者是这个词、我们是常常听到的。
As a Christian, we often hear the word Pharisee.
我们听到法利赛人，马上就有一个很负面的一个印象。
When we hear the word Pharisee, we have a very superficial idea of them.
很 negative 哦。
A very negative idea.
因为圣经当中、对法利赛人的描述大部分都是非常不好的。
Because usually the Bible keeps very bad records of the Pharisees.
同时法利赛人也是主耶稣责骂最多的一个团体。
And oftentimes Jesus Christ would criticize the Pharisees.
所以我们今天就以法利赛人这个团体呢、他们的行为、他们的、想法、来做他们的问题，来做我们学习的一个、警惕。
So today we'll reflect on the thinkings and the problems of the Pharisees.
法利赛是一个社会的一个团体哦。
Association. We know that the Pharisee is a social association.
在那个时代大概有四个主要的团体在犹太人的社会里非常有影响力。
During that time in the land of Judah, there's four social groups.
第一个就是法利赛人。
The first group are the Pharisees.
他是以一群宗教上宗教上自洁的人来组成的。
And the Pharisees are formed by a group of religious figures.
第二个就是撒都该人啊。
And the second group are the Sadducees.
撒都该人则是以官方或者是祭司这种有权势的人所组成的。
And the Sadducees are made up of political figures such as the high priest.
第三个就是爱色尼派 Essenes 哦，爱色尼派。
And the third group is the Essenes ascetics.
爱色尼派他们就是躲起来跟大家分开的哦。
And the ascetics, they hide themselves and they separate themselves from the rest of the world.
第四个叫做奋锐党哦，zealot 哦。
And the fourth group are the zealots.
那个奋锐党就是恐怖分子啦。
And the zealots are the terrorists.
就是说他们是抱着一种要恢复以色列王朝的一群恐怖分子啊。
And that there are the terrorist group that wanted to revive the Israeli kingdom.
崇尚用暴力跟血腥的手段来赶出罗马帝国。
And they're very violent and they want to kick the Romans out of the land of Israel.
用暗杀的手法来断绝任何跟罗马有关系的人。
And they will kill and slaughter anyone who's really related to the Romans.
所以在这个四个在这四个主要的犹大的团体当中哦。
And among the four great social groups, these four social groups.
法利赛人被看作是宗教上的领袖。
Among the four groups, the Pharisees were seen as the religious leaders.
你可能会觉得不对啊，应该是撒都该人才是宗教上的领袖啊。
Some of us might ponder, I think that shouldn't the Sadducees be the religious leaders?
因为里面有祭司，有大祭司哎。
Because among the Sadducees are the high priests and all the other priests.
但是其实在主耶稣的年代啊，这个撒都该人这些祭司啊，不是宗教上的领袖哦。
But during that period of time, the high priest and the priests are not the religious leaders during the time of Jesus Christ.
因为那个时候的撒都该人其实基本上是官方哦，就是的政治人物啊，包括祭司哦，大祭司变成政治人物了。
But in reality, during that time period, the high priest is just another politician.
你可以付钱给政府来变成祭司。
They just by contributing by donating money to the Roman government, you could become the high priest.
然后用竞标看谁出的钱比较多，成为大祭司啊。
And if you could contribute the most amount of money, you'll become the high priest.
所以在那个时候的撒都该人虽然有祭司，但是被看为是 政治人物、政治领袖啊。
And even though among the Sadducees there was the high priest, but the high priest at that time was just another politician.
反而是法利赛人这一群平民百姓被视为是宗教上的领导。
So in reality, it was the Pharisees who are just a civilian. They are considered the religious leaders.
啊，是众人所仰，是众人所看重、所学习的对象。
And actually, the common Israelites look up to the Pharisees and they admire them.
啊，但是这样子的法利赛人却是主耶稣常常责备、常常生气的对象。
But even though they're Pharisees, the Jesus Christ often rebuked them and detest them.
啊，其实法利赛人原本出现的时候，大概是主前500多年的时候哦。
The Pharisees first appeared roughly 500 BC.
啊，在主耶稣出生以前的500多年，就是离现在大概2500多年前哦。
So the Pharisees was first known about 500 years before the birth of Christ, which is about 2,500 years from today.
啊，原本的法利赛人的出现。
When the Pharisees first appeared,
是一群啊非常虔诚的人啊。
When they first appeared, they're actually very devout.
啊，因为他们发现呢，他们的环境里面非常的罪恶。
And the Pharisees realized that their environment was very sinful.
他发觉啊，他的同胞都在拜偶像。
And they realized that people around them are all worshiping idols.
啊，他发觉啊，没有人在遵守律法。
And they realized that nobody was keeping the law.
啊，所以有一群很虔诚的人。
So there's a group of very devout people.About Jews,
就决定离开这个社会哦。
So they decided to separate themselves from the society.
来保持自己的圣洁，来遵守圣经的教导。
And they want to keep their purity and observe the law.
啊，所以法利赛这个字，它原本的意思是分开、分离的意思啊。
So the original meaning of Pharisee it means to be separate.
啊，也因为他们能够活出一个不一样的生活。
And because they were able to live a very unique lifestyle.
虔诚、圣洁、重视信仰。
And they are very holy and they are very devout and they focus on the faith.
啊，因此百姓对他们非常的尊重。
And for this reason, the public was revered them very much.
啊，所以原本它是一个非常好的团体。
And in the beginning, they're a very good group.
也受人所尊重。
And they're very well respected.
啊，但是为什么经过了500年以后？
Why is that after 500 years?
啊，他们成为主耶稣口中被责骂的对象。
That they become someone that they're detested by Jesus Christ.
啊，他们成为虚伪的代名词。他们变成他们的名字被人家一听到就觉得很虚伪啊。
Every time they by the time of Jesus Christ, when you mention the word Pharisees, you could associate it with the hypocrite.
啊，所以我们看到这一组的人啊，同样的这个法利赛人，他的前后差距非常的大。
So the same Pharisees, but it's very different. They change a lot over time.
啊，为什么会这样子呢？
Why is that?
第一，时间是信仰上最大的考验。
First, time is the biggest challenge to our faith.
哦，法利赛人500年前一流，非常好，非常属灵。
500 years ago, the Pharisees were very devout.
500年后，失落了核心的价值，失落了信仰的追求，失落了圣洁的内在。
But 500 years later, they lose their devoutness, their holiness, and their purity, and their respect.
啊，所以我们第一个要谨慎的是，时间是我们信仰最大的挑战。
So we need to realize that time is our biggest challenge.
啊，第二，因为人的称赞啊。
And the second problem was the praises from men.
那圣经上告诉我们说啊，人的称赞是试炼人的。
That the praises of men that praises from men is a test.
哦，在这箴言里面告诉我们说，如果你大清早一早起来啊，就称赞你的朋友哦。
That if you wake up early in the morning and you praise your friends.
啊，你在害他啊。
And that you're hurting them.
哦，所以啊，如果有，所以啊，那个人的称赞会试炼人。
That the praise that praises what is a test.
啊，所以法利赛人在几百年来不断的被人所称赞，被人所尊崇。
That 500 years ago, for 500 years, they are used to being praised and respected by everyone.
你好属灵啊，你好圣洁啊，你道理好懂啊。
And that you're so holy, and that you're so pure, and that you know the truth very well.
所以啊，久而久之啊，在人的称赞跟高台当中，就忘记自己是谁啊。
So after being praised by men and being well, very well respected, they forget who they are.
所以我们看到法利赛人改变的两个主要的原因。
So we see the two major reasons why the Pharisees change over time.
也是我们今天信仰当中要特别谨慎的两个问题。
And so today in our faith is something for us to think about.
第一个就是时间的考验。
One is the test of time.
第二个就是人来的称赞。
And the second one is the praises from men.
我们来看一下马太福音的第23章哦。
Turn to Matthew chapter 23.
马太福音的第23章。
Matthew chapter 23.
第一节
Verse 1
马太福音的第23章的第一节
Matthew chapter 23 verse 1
那时耶稣对众人和门徒讲论第二节
Verse 2
说文士和法利赛人坐在摩西的位上第三
Verse 3
凡他们所吩咐你们的你们都要谨守遵行但不要效法他们的行为因为他们能说不能行第四
Verse 4
他们把难担的重担捆起来搁在人的肩上但自己一根手指头也不动第五节
Verse 5
他们所做的一切事都是要叫人看见所以把佩戴的经文做宽了衣裳的坠子做长了第六
Verse 6
喜爱宴席上的首座会堂里的高位喜爱人在街市上问他的安称呼他为拉比就是夫子在这里是主耶稣跟门徒的一个对话
You know, here it tells a conversation between Christ and his disciples
在这里主耶稣特别对众人还有门徒说你要小心那个法利赛人
You know, here Christ told the crowd and his disciples that beware of the Pharisees
他说文士跟法利赛人喜欢坐在摩西的位置上面
And that they love to sit on Moses' seat
摩西的位置是什么
So what is the seat of Moses?
摩西的位置就是律法的代表。
And the seat of Moses represents the law.
那是神的代言人。
And he advocate,
huh?
He represents the advocate. He's the advocate of God.
所以啊，摩西所说的就是神所传给他的话。
So whatever he says is directly from God.
所以摩西所说的百姓就会去遵从。
So whatever Moses said, the people will obey.
摩西所说的变成后代百姓的一个原则，一个守则。
And whatever Moses has said becomes the laws and statute for the people.
但是在这里说，文士法利赛人喜欢坐在摩西的位上啊。
We hear the scribes and the Pharisees they love to sit the seat on Moses' seat.
什么意思？就是我讲的就代表神的旨意。
That which means that whatever the Pharisees say, it seems as if it's the word of God.
我说的就是最后的判决。
And whatever I say is the final word.
我决定了，你们只能顺从。
That whatever I say, you have to obey.
这个叫做人的骄傲啊。
And that's the pride of men.
摩西能够这样子做。
And Moses could has ability to do this.
是因为神直接跟他说话，吩咐他的。
Moses is able to do this because God spoke directly to him.
所以啊，圣经上面讲说，神所说的一切话，摩西就照样去行了。
In the Bible, it recorded that whatever God has told Moses, Moses did accordingly.
所以摩西被称为在神全家尽忠的人啊，神家中全然尽忠的人。
So Moses was one of the most reputable person in the family of God.
但是在这里说，法利赛人不是这样啊。
You know, here the Pharisees are different.
他说法利赛人喜欢坐在摩西的位置上面啊。
And the Pharisees, they love to sit on the seat of Moses.
以为自己是世界的中心。
They assume that they're the center of this world.
什么事情都要听他们的。
That everyone needs to listen to them.
我们今天要小心，我们不要做这种人啊。
So today we need to be careful not to be like them.
今天有些人啊，信耶稣信太久了哦。
And for some of us, when we believe for too long.
有时候就觉得啊，哎呀，我所说的就是神的旨意啊
and it seems as and they assume that whatever they say is the
word of God 我了解神的意思啦
and that they understand the will of God
我常常祷告神都借着启示让我明白
that every time I pray God reveal his plan to me
所以什么事情都要听他的
so that for this reason we should all listen to him
如果有任何人跟他有不同的意见
that if you try to object him
他就会生气
and that they'll be very angry
他就责骂
And they'll start rebuking.
他就批评你是阻挡圣工，违背神的旨意啊。
And they'll rebuke you. They'll rebuke you and say that you're a stumbling block.
这种人啊，就是喜欢坐在摩西的位置上面啊。
And this type of people is someone who likes to sit on Moses' seat.
所以啊，我们看到啊，那个天主教哦，这个世界上最大的啊，最大的基督教派哦。
And so we see that in the Catholic Church, the biggest church.
天主教在世界上有超过11亿的信徒啊。1.1 billion, huh?
So in this world, there's about 1.1 billion Catholics.
我们中文翻成天主教啊。
And Chinese, Catholic Church, they translate in Chinese.
我们其实它的原来的意思哈，原来的意思跟天主是一点关系都没有的。
But the original translation is.
啊，他这个天主教的原来的意思叫做大公教啊 ，Universal Church 哦。
Before Catholic Church means the Universal Church。
这个 Catholic 这个字，它原本的意思就是 Universal 哦，就是宇宙的中心呐、啊。
The word Catholic it means the center of the universe.
所以啊，天主教一开始它的意思哦，是我就是宇宙的中心呐、啊。
So in the beginning, the meaning of Catholic is that we are the center of the universe.
我就是绝对的真理啊。
And that I'm the complete truth.
我是神唯一的意见啊。
And that I'm the only suggestion from God.
我是基督在地上的代言啊。
That we're representative of God.
所以啊，天主教他们的意思就是说。一切都是我说了算。
So according to the Catholics, that whatever they say is correct.
所以他们相信教皇是基督在世界上的代表。
And they believe that the Pope is the representative of Christ on earth.
他们更相信教皇比圣经更加伟大。
And they believe that the Pope is greater than the Bible.
因为他们把自己放在摩西的位置上面啊。
And because they put themselves in the seat of Moses.
所以我们说很觉得很奇怪，有些道理圣经上写得非常清楚。
And sometimes we might think it's very very odd because the truth is written very clearly in the Bible.
明明写得很清楚，为什么天主教可以视而不见呢？
And how come some truths are written so clearly in the Bible, but the Catholic Church will not honor it?
你跟他辩论道理啊，你说有啊有啊，圣经这里有写啊。
And if you try to argue with them, say that the Bible says this.
他会告诉你说，哦，我们不只是相信圣经，我们更相信教皇。
But they'll reply to you and say that we believe the Bible, but we believe the Pope even more.
所以啊，因为教皇坐在摩西的位上啊。
And because the Pope is in the seat of Moses.
所以一切以教皇所说的为准啊。
So whatever the Pope says, it's the truth.
这是当时法利赛人的问题啊。
So at that time, that was the problem with the Pharisees.
喜欢坐在摩西的位置上来指责别人。
They like to sit on the seat of Moses and correct others.
以为自己就是天上的代表，神的代言人。
And they believe that they're representative from God and that God speaks directly to them.
所以我们今天在教会啊。
So today in church.
如果我们永远都以为自己是对的。
If we always believe that we're right,
如果我们觉得大家都应该要听我的意见，
and we believe that everyone should listen to our suggestions,
如果我们觉得自己的想法就是神的主意，
and if we believe that our thinking is the plan of God,
你只是把自己放在摩西的位上而已，
then you're just putting yourself in the seat of Moses,
你只是变成现代的法利赛人而已。
That you're just like another Pharisee.
所以在这里啊，讲到法利赛人的问题哦。
So here we mentioned the problem with the Pharisees.
就是他们能说不能行啊。
And that they could. That
第三节哦。
Verse 3, so practice and observe whatever they tell you, but not what they do, for they preach but do not practice.
在这里说，因为 they preach, 他们说很多，但是自己做不到啊。
And over here it mentions very clearly they cannot practice what they preach.
所以今天的信仰不是你多会讲。
So today, faith is not how well you preach.
你可以讲的一口好信仰。
And that you could preach the truth.
但是神要看的是你怎么样过你的生活。
But God wants to see how you live your life.
那有时候我太太在家里煮菜的时候
So sometimes my wife is cooking at home.
糟糕，今天她在哦。
Today she's here.
有时候她在旁边，她在家里煮饭呢，我会在旁边碎碎念啊。
And sometimes when she's cooking the meal, I will talk to her.
我告诉她说啊，这个要怎么煮，这个要怎么啊，这个菜要怎么弄啊。
And I will tell her, oh, you should cook this. There's a better way to do things.
不行不行，这个盐太多啊，这个你要再等两分钟啊。
Sometimes I will tell her, oh, sometimes you put too much salt with it. Oh, you gotta cook it more thoroughly.
所以啊，我被称为说的一口好菜啊。
So we hear them. So at home they call me that I at home I can preach very well.
但是啊，你叫我煮饭啊，对不起，不会啊。
I could preach to others how to cook, but I don't know how to cook myself.
那今天很多人就是这样啊，眼高手低啊，能讲不能做啊。
So today there's a lot of people who cannot practice what they preach.
所以讲了半天不用负责任何的责任啊。
So they can preach, but they cannot bear the responsibility.
啊，这个在很多事上是没有关系的。
So in many aspects of life, when you cannot practice, you
没有关系啊。
You could get away with it.
好像啊，我讲我的，他煮他的，他也不理我啊。
For example, I could complain about her cooking and my wife just ignores me.
啊，到最后还是都吃到肚子里面去吧。
At the end, I still have to eat her food.
我说呀，很多事情是没有什么大不了的。
So a lot of things you could get away with.
啊，讲讲笑笑就过去了。
That you could get away with not being able to practice what you preach.
啊，但是在这里啊，主耶稣讲说啊，能说不能行的信仰是大问题啊。
And over here, but when it comes to our faith, if you cannot practice what you preach, then it's an issue.
他说哇，这个法利赛人啊，讲很多，但是通通都不动手哦。
And over here, it mentioned that Pharisees preach a lot, but they don't bear any of the responsibilities.
所以这里说你不要效法他们啊。
And over here, so therefore do not learn from them.
哦，今天信仰不是一种知识的累积。
And over here, our faith is not a foundation of knowledge.
更不是一种学问的查考。
And it's just not an accumulation of knowledge.
所以我们不要只是把时间花在辩论道理跟记住圣经之上啊。
So we should not put all of our time on just memorizing the Bible and understanding the truth.
一个人最后信仰好，一个人信仰好不好？
To determine someone's faith.
一个人最后会不会得救？
To determine if the one will receive salvation.
不是你背了多少经节。
It's not based upon how many verses you can memorize.
而是你行出什么样的生活。
But in reality, it's what kind of lifestyle you live.
所以神把圣经赐给我们。
So God has given us the Bible.
他的目的不是让我们拿着圣经伸出指责人的手去看别人啊。
So the purpose of giving us the Bible is not so that we can point our fingers at others.
而是以圣经成为生命当中的借镜来反省自己的人生。
But God gave us the Bible to be like a mirror so that we could correct ourselves.
那有时候啊，在领会结束以后哦。
And sometimes after I lead the service.
啊，我领会结束啊，啊，走到下面啊。
到 after I finish preaching and I walk off the pulpit.
啊，有时候啊，信徒就会过来啊。
And sometimes believers will come to me.
哇，传道啊，传道啊，你讲的真好啊。
That they'll come to me and say, Pastor, your sermon is great.
你这个题目定的真对啊。
And that your topic couldn't be more perfect.
你就是在讲那个谁谁谁，对不对？
That you're talking about who and who and who, right?
没有啦，我心里想说，我就是在讲你啦。
And I thought to myself, I'm not talking about so and so, I'm talking about you.
但是很多时候我们听道理在帮别人听。
Oftentimes when we hear a sermon, it seems as if we're listening for someone else.
我们觉得圣经上的教导不是讲我，我都没有问题。
And it seems that sometimes it seems as if the teachings of the Bible are not for us.
所以啊，虽然道理听很多，但是生活从来没有改变。
Even though we hear the truth, but we are not able to change our life.
啊，虽然经节背很多，但是从来没有实行啊。
Even though we